Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Samach Hey, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, continuing as Eoneshech, issues of Ribis Daraisa, Ribis Darabanan, and we are up to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So, we start off with a story, a halachic story. 8 lines up at the bottom. Yesterday, remember, we had the important tosfos relating to after one gives a loan, what is one allowed to do? Again, Beis Hashem, we'll come back to it later in the parak. Some tshuvas, halacha lemaisa, relating to those types of issues. So, let's continue. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Takif Avdi De'inshi, Demasik Bu'uzuzay. He used to go and grab avadim of people who owed him money in order to get them to do some work. They owe me money, so I'm going to get some avadim. Va'avibu avita, and they used to do work for him. Rashi says, Kofim la'asos malachta. Says the Gemara Amalei Rava Brei, his son, said to him, how can you do this? My time of marhachi. Why do you do this? That the people who owe you money, you know, you take extra, right? We learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to live in their house for free. You're not allowed to rent something out. And now you take their avadim and they work and you don't pay them. How do you do that? So Amar Lei, Anak Rav Nachman Sfira Lei. Now I hold like Rav Nachman. Damar Rav Nachman Avda Nahum Kreise Lo Shavi. I like Rav Nachman who says, Avadim aren't even worth the bread that they eat. You know, that's not really considered a hana'ah. That's not considered something that I'm really getting. So therefore, you know, that's what I do. It's okay. They're not really giving me anything. You might ask them, why is he taking them? But okay, they're giving something, but we'll see. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Amar Damar of Nachman, Kugon Damar Avde. His son continues, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes. A son talking to a father, Nyaradeya, Simon Reish Mem. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says, and Hilchos Kibud Av Aim. But says the son to the father, when does Rav Nachman say this? Amar Damar of Nachman, Kugon Damar Avde, Demarkin Bekuve. Rav Nachman said that Avadim don't really, aren't worth anything, by his Eved Daru, who used to be, he was a clown in the bars. Market Bekuba, he didn't really use his life for something positive and constructive. Avdi Achrini Mi Amar. But other types of Avadim, you know, Mi Amar, would we say that for all other Avadim? So, you know, regular Avadim, you know, is worth the bread that they eat. Amar Lei, see, he says, you're right. Maybe there's a different Svara for this heter. Just to mention, market bekube, you know, clowns and bars are not something that we try to do. Making people happy is something that's very good. But in a inappropriate way, or in a an insignificant way, which is what Rav Nachman was talking about, Dara Avde, that is not something that we aspire to. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, where one of the Amoraim meets Eliyahu Hanavi in the third parak of Daf Chav Beis. He says to Eliyahu Hanavi, Rebroka Choza'a, Havishchiach B'shuka Debei Lift. Rebroka Choza'a was always in the Shuk. Havishchiach Eliyahu Gabe. Eliyahu Hanavi was always in that Shuk. So Amar Lei, Ika Bahai Shuka Bar Alma Da'asi. Anybody in the Shuk going to Olam Haba? So he says one individual, and he talks all about that individual, you know, that he's the jailkeeper, and he keeps the men and the women separate in jail, and he protects the women in jail, because there might be some people in jail that aren't such great people to be with. Anyway, but then after that story, he says, anyone else? Anyone else here going to Olam Haba? So he says, yeah, oh, those two people over there. Hanachnami b'nei Amud Asi Ninu. They're also b'nei Amud Asi. It's also a question of this Gemara. Don't we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba? So maybe there's a difference between Chelek and Nachala. Sometimes it says Nochel and a Ben Olam Haba. Like a somebody who's comfortable there. Someone who's got a front row. So there is different levels. But anyway, so Eliyahu Hanavi says, oh, they're also, Azal Gabayu, Amalu, Maida Ovdaichu. He says to the new, what do you do? Amrulei, Inshi Beduchayanan. We are Batchanim. We are people who make others laugh. Mavdechinon Atzivi. We bring smile to people's faces. Inami, or Kichazinam Beitrei, Deisluhu, Tigra Bahadaihu. If we see two people who are having a fight, Tarchinon, Viavdinon Luhu, Shlama. We try to bring Shalom. Oev Shalom or Odev Shalom. But the first approach of what they do is to make people happy, and they make people laugh. Right? And that's what Gemara mentions here, that Daru did it in Market Bekubi. Right? That, maybe that wasn't the appropriate setting. The idea, though, of bringing smile to people's faces and making people laugh, you know, that is something, obviously, that is something positive, and bringing simcha to others, right? The Gemara tells us that shechina ain shechina shorah elam mitoch simcha. And if somebody is not besimcha, so then they can't be over Hashem properly. Ivdu as Hashem besimcha, right? It's an impossibility to fulfill one's potential if one is not besimcha. Therefore, to help someone to achieve that status and that state, you know, obviously would be a great mitzvah and would even bring somebody to a ben olam haba. But that is not what Daru Avde was doing, and therefore the son, Rava, asked the father, again, how are you allowed to take these avadim and work with them? Isn't that a violation of ribis derabanan? Again, it's not ribis daraisa, it's not ribis ketutza, unless it is an agreed upon condition of the loan. Right. Other than that, all of the cases, right, 90% of this parak is about ribis derabanan. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Amarle, the father says, okay, ana kiha to Rav Daniel barav katina amarav svirale. I go like the following statement of Rav. Diyamar Rav said, hatokiv avdo shal chaveiro v'asabo malacha pater. If somebody grabs the avid of their friend v'asabo malacha and uses him pater, right, he's going to be pater. So you see again, there's no financial stake in using an Eved as a servant, for work, and therefore I'm not really getting anything. Right? First it was because of Rav Nachman, he's not worth it, but here, you know, it's Potter. Why? Why is he Potter? If I'm using your Eved, because you're happy that your Eved isn't sitting around doing nothing and becoming a batlan. And therefore, again, I am not getting something out of it more than you're also getting. And that could override. And that is why I take these avadim. The Gemara in Baba Kama, where this comes up, says, obviously it's talking about a time period in the week that the Eved is not supposed to be working for his own master. If he's supposed to be working for his own master, then I take him, then I am causing the other master a loss. There's not going to be a p'tur. But it has to be a time when lo bitzlo mi malacha acheres. If we just spoke about simcha, one midah, we can now speak about another midah a little bit, and that is the midah of atzlus. Rashi says, lo nister avde on top, shelo yargil lios batel the yisatzel. Right? If he gets used to not doing anything and just hanging around and not being a zariz, so that can affect him and he can become used to it, right? Atzlus breeds atzlus, right? The more lazy a person is, the way to break out of laziness is to just go and jump and do. The more lazy a person is, it's lazy avira, goreris laziness. Shlomo HaMelech, a number of times in Mishlei, brings up the midah of atzlus. You have to learn from certain types of animals. He says, how not to be an atzel. 2 days in a row, I think, we're quoting an Orcha Tzadikim. The Orcha Tzadikim writes, in Shar Ha Atzlus, we had Shar HaDaga a couple of days ago, says the Orcha Tzadikim, Ha Atzlus, Hi Mida Ra'a Ma'od. Laziness is a terrible trait. Mi Shezos HaMida Goveres Bo, and we all have a little bit of it, and if this Mida we feel is creeping into our Avodas Hashem, in Yanav Mikolkalim Ma'od, Ba'olam Hazeh U'Ba'olam Haba. It's going to affect this world. I'm not going to be able to accomplish in Olam Hazeh what I could accomplish. Right? How does the saying go? You want something to get done? Give it to the busiest person you know. Right? Because somebody who accomplishes will accomplish more. And somebody who doesn't accomplish, you know, won't accomplish. So says the Archa Tzadikim, it affects this world, it affects the next world. V'yalav amar Shlomo HaMelech alav ha-shalom, I'll stay ish atzel avarti. I pass by a field of a lazy person. V'yal kerem adam chasar lev, and by a vineyard of someone who doesn't focus or think. The Shlomo HaMelech parallels those two. Because someone who is lazy means that they're not focusing on what could be accomplished at that time. V'hine ala kulo kimshonim, and Shlomo says, I walk by, I see it's all thorns and overgrown. Kasu panav charulim v'geder avanam neharasa. The fence broke down. Dima chachmas atzel l'ste ish atzel. And the chachma ben atzel is compared to a field. Doesn't have to be literally a field, but it means his life. I pass by his life and I see it's overgrown, it's not taken care of, it's not kept. Lo dai she'eino magadel tvu'a, mipnei she'eino ovedo sa karaui, ela magadel avdvarim gruim. not only isn't it growing beautiful, amazing fruit, but other thorns and thistles and other things are growing there. And gather avadav nerasaki, you atzalvein a masakin agadir, umitokach, yikatsu abahemos, vahaganavim, vilochim akol, and anybody could get in. This is an atzel. Ki ha atzelim oavim minucha, umitokach ha mitzvos kashos aleyem, vilimara torah kfeidal nafsham, viyivrachumina medrish ela minucha. Right? We all like to relax. But it has to be done in a specific context, right? The relaxing can't be our life, right? The relaxing has to be, you know, a portion that gives us a chizuk for the rest of our life. That's why we have Shabbos. That's a certain type of menucha. And we have to realize, atzos maybe shena b'teva ha'adam, right? Certain amount of shena. Obviously, we need sleep. But, right, one of the 48 Dvarim Shatara Dikdeis Bahem, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, or the Brisa at the end of Pirkei Avos, however you want to call it, is Miyachena. Doesn't mean that we have to walk around like a zombie, but Miyachena, we have to have the specific, use Shena, use sleep in order to live our lives, right? Kol Kavanasecha Yil Hashem Shemayim, as the Rambam says. And he continues, obviously, a lot more here in the Midah of Atzlus. He says there's one good Atzlus. What's good atzlus? V'yesh atzlus shi'tova ma'od, kigon ha'yoshevu mitzasel la'asos ra'os v'lerdov achar ta'avos. If I'm lazy and I don't follow my taivas, I don't follow, you know, going to places where I shouldn't be, so that's something that could work out for a person. But and that's right after the parak all about zrizos, which is the opposite. And that we know is the first couple of mitos that the Mesul Sisharim also talks about is zehirus and zrizos, right, which is the opposite of Atzlus, which is not focusing, Zeros and Zeros are focusing and accomplishing. Okay, so now we're back to the Mishnah. This was the second defense that the father had to the son. Why am I allowed to take avadim of people who owe me money and use them? Number one, oh, they don't really accomplish anything anyway. What are they worth? Number two, well, the halacha is that if I take them, I'm putter. So you see, I'm not getting something financial, a financial gain, and I'm really helping them out because their eved doesn't stay and just become a lazy person. So Amar Leis, the son again says back, wait a minute, but still, Hani Mili Hecha Delo Masik Bezuze. When does that halacha apply of Rav that you're allowed to take somebody's eved in order to pay for it? That's stam if you don't have any prior relationship and you just use the eved. Mar Kiban the Masik Bezuze Maxi Karibis. But there's a problem here, Dad Abba. Right, you borrowed money from them, so this makes it worse. So how could you? It looks like ribbis. It looks bad. Amar Rav Yosi Rabban Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman. As we saw on yesterday's daf, even if a certain halacha would be mutter, but in a certain context, it might not be mutter. Afa bishamru, even though we said in Baba Kama, Hadar b'chatzar chaveiro, shalom idaito, eino tzorach lalos lo schar, if somebody lives in their friend's field without permission, and it's a case where their friend wouldn't have rented it out, so it's zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaser, so in that case, you don't have to pay him, right, we paskin pater, but hilveihu v'dar b'chatzar tzorach lalos lo schar, if you lent him money, and you're doing the same exact action, you have to be malo lo schar, in order so that it's not mechzi karibis. So, Abba, what are you doing? Omar lei, Hajibi. You're right. I take it back. I stand corrected. Right? Which is the godless of our great, Bali Hamasora. They weren't scared to say, I'm wrong. Or, I don't know. Remember, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Brachas Chafhei quotes about 30 Rashis. Where Rashi, all over, whether it's on Chumash, whether it's on Navi, on Gemara, sometimes yes, I don't know. I don't know, the Gilyan Ashas there puts them all together. Once in a while, Rashi says, I don't know, and then explains what he does know. Remember the Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh, where Rashi on the Ephod says, I really don't know what the Ephod looked like. And then Rashi says, V'libi Omer li, and then there's a 50-line Rashi explaining exactly the Ephod and the apron. It's like the women wear, he describes as they ride on horses. So he goes through, that's an I don't know, I haven't found any sources for this. But sometimes Rashi says, you know, on Chumash, sometimes I don't know, Eini yodea ma malam deinu, right, there are various places, even in Sefer Bereishis. Okay, but anyways, here, one of the great Amoraim, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, said to his son, I don't know. Sometimes it's even more difficult to say, I don't know, or I'm wrong to a child of ours. Right? And here, he also wasn't embarrassed to say to his son that, you're right, and I don't, I stand corrected. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, as, whenever this type of sugya comes up in the Gemara, about how one is supposed to talk to a father, even when one is correcting a father. Even if I know my father is wrong, I'm not allowed to say, Dad, you're wrong. Right, it has to be done in a way that is respectful and not direct, and ways that he could get the message where it's kind of his finding out himself what the halacha is rather than my telling him what the halacha is. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, in Simon Reish Mem, in Yaradeya, Ra Aviv Sha'avar Al Divrei Torah, if I see my father violating, doing an Avera, Lo Yomar Lo Avarta Al Divrei Torah, even if everyone else in the world, I have a mitzvah of tochacha, when it comes to a parent, there's an overriding principle. There's kibud av aim. So how does one give tochacha? You're not allowed to say, Dad, you're wrong. Ela yomar lo, abba, katuv batorah, kach v'kach. Make a statement. This is what it says in the Torah. I thought I saw in Shulchan Aruch, right, again, it has to be done in a mechubad way. Ki ilu hu shoel mimenu, v'lo kemaziro. As if I'm asking, could you help me learn this? Can you explain? And again, sometimes, if as goes by a certain relationship, sometimes even if a child has a certain relationship with a father and the father does not want to hear it from the child, even in this type of way, then a child might have to know there that forget it. This is not your job, and you know, yeah, you can't say anything, right? If it's a certain case, you know, in cases where the father might be willing and flexible to hear it and then say it in an indirect way. So again, it depends on the relationship. And even if the father quotes something, let's say my father quotes, you know, that it's a Gemara and, Babasra Daf Hey. And I know, let's say it's Babasra Daf Vav. Don't correct him. Okay. So it's Daf Hey. He said Daf Hey. Okay, fine. Right, but it's not the job of the son to say anything. Right, it shouldn't say that is based on the Gemara elsewhere. Anyway, the Mefarshim also talk about other related issues, but that's an important halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Weiter says the Gemara, one other ha'ara. The Ritva says, it's interesting here, that he said, okay, I'm going to stop doing it. Doesn't say that he paid back anything from the previous times that he took people's avadim. Sounds like what's done is done, and that's it. Right, that relates. Remember, this is not Ribbis Kitsutsa, right? This is Ribbis Derabanan. Remember what we said earlier? Eini Yosef Adayanim. Right? The Bezin does not try to get out, and especially after it's done, and Avar Obatel, so we would not try to get it out, and there might not even be any Chiyuv, Laseisi De Shemayim, by these cases. That's what the Ritva quotes here. Chozer Ani Bi Shalo Lasos Kein Od. I'm not doing it anymore. Umi Delo, and here he's quoting the Ramban. Umi Delo Ka'amar Shemeshalim Lo Mashin Ishtamish Ba'avadav, Mashma Tekol Sheilveo Vadar Bechatzero, Pater Lishe Avar. Right, he's putter for what happened already. Right, it's done, and he doesn't have to. It looked bad, but he doesn't have to pay for it. Again, that's the Ramban. I often just quote from the Ritva because that's what I bring. Okay, but it's from the Ramban. Weiter. Amar Abaya, a couple more stories related to issues of Ribbis Derabanan. Amar Abaya, Haiman Damasik Zuzi Deravita Bechavre. Something that we haven't had yet. New kind of case. Abaya says somebody borrowed money with interest from their friend. And v'ka'az l'chiti arba giryurei bezuza b'shuka, and he borrows, and the going price out in the shuk is 4 garyua, 4 sa'ah of wheat for a zuz. 4 sa'ah per zuz. V'yoyev le'iyu chamisha, and the loaf is going to give the malva, he's going to repay the ribbis in wheat, but he's going to give him even more than it was agreed upon. He said, give me 4 ribbis, whatever the amount of the sale was, but he wants extra, and he gives him 5. Instead of giving him 4 for a zuz, he's going to give him 5 for the zuz in the future. So the question here is, we're going to have a couple of cases. If somebody overpays even on ribbis, I owe you ribbis, so that amount of ribbis is going to have to be returned, right? That is usser. What if I give you even more than that? Is it a package deal? Or can I say like the extra beyond the ribbis, well, that wasn't agreed upon originally, that's like a gift, and that you could keep. How do we look at ribbis paid if it's more than was supposed to be paid? So that's these cases. So first case is the wheat. So ki mafkinon minei, arba mafkinon minei. So Abaya says, when you are mafkia, when it is taken out, right, this is ribbis kitsutsa now, Right, we're going to get to the other cases, right? This is agreed upon Ribbis, right? Rashi says, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar earlier, Ribbis Kitsut says, Yotze B'dayanim. So, when you're mafkin, when you take it out, Arba mafkin aminei, idach, ozulehu tuka mozul gabe. But the other extra, he's just giving him a good price on wheat. Five instead of four, but that's not called Ribbis, that extra piece. That extra one, and therefore, the malvet could keep the extra one. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, I apologize before, it's Ribbis D'Oraisa context, not a Ribbis D'Rabbanan. Rava Amar, Chamisha Mafkina Meinei. No, the whole thing, it's a package. To Meikara Betaraz Ravisa Asiliyade. You give him five instead of four, and therefore when you're motzi it, you have to remove the whole thing and not just the one, not just the four of the Ribbis. There is a machlokas we show in him, interesting, that might relate to the fundamental root of this machlokas. Machlokas the Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz. Whether, do you have to give back the wheat itself? Or could you give back money? Could the Malva keep the wheat? He got paid Ribbis in wheat. So what do you say in that case? Rabbeinu Peretz says that according to Rava, and it tells Rabbeinu Peretz, you have to actually give back the wheat. Right, that might tell us something. Why would you have to do that? The Ramban says, no, the wheat was only given as value for money that he owed, so you could give back either or. What would be the svar for that? Let's hold off on that, and let's just first do the next case. V'yomer Abaya. Similar case. Haiman de basik arba azuse de ravisa b'chavre. Right? Four zuz is the amount of the ribis. V'yovle glima b'gavayu. I don't have the four, so you know what? I give you a jacket. I give you a coat. That's worth more, obviously, than the four. Ki mafkinan minei, arba'a mafkinan minei, glima lo mafkinan minei. Right? You have to take four. Maybe sell the coat and get the value of the four, but glima lo mafkinan, the more than that, we're not mafkia. Rashi's lashon is, mekho kayam. Fiktsitsas haribis, yachsil abaylov. Right? You don't undo everything that's done. That already is tipping us off what's going on here. And, the rest of it, he gets to keep. And again, Rava says, Rava Amar, glima mafkinan minei. No, you give back the coat. It's a package, my taima. Ki hechi de lo lemru, so people don't say, glima de michsi vekoi, glima de revisahu. This coat that he's wearing, that's a ribis coat. You know, you can't, that's terrible, it's embarrassing, it's a chil Hashem. So therefore, one has to give back the whole coat according to a rabbi. Stop there for a moment, the next case is similar, but what's the nekudas ha-machlokas here? So interesting, one of the achronim say, maybe it's Abaya and Rava Lishitasam. What's Lishitasam? Where? At a left field. Beginning, the Gemara, the beginning of Masechas Temura, the Mayane HaChachma, says, we know, machlokas Abaya and Rava, kol milsa d'amar achman lo sevid. Yavin mahani, yavin lo mahani. If the Torah says, don't do something, and I do it anyway. So, did I achieve anything? Did I do it, and it's usur? Or, because it's usur, it didn't happen, and I didn't even achieve what I wanted to achieve. Because there are different models that we have in halacha. What's the rule? What's the exception? If a Kohen tries to marry a grusha, the marriage is effective. It's usur, but the marriage is effective. If a man tries to marry his sister, the marriage is not effective. So that's, what's the rule, what's the exception? There's a difference between Chayvi Krisos and Chayvi Lavin, but that's discussed there in Maseches Temura, all the cases. That is the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says that it works. E-Ovid, if the Torah said not to do something, if you did it anyway, it works. Mahani. And all the cases that don't work, you have to explain based on a special Xeris HaKasif. Right? It works. And therefore, that's Abaya Lishitaso here. Right? Torah says, don't do ribbis. Don't give ribbis. But you know what? The transaction worked. You have to give back the ribbis. But only give back the ribbis. Right? You don't have to give back the extra. But Rava says, Iavid lomahani. If the Torah says it's usur, and we undo it. So, we undo the whole thing, and therefore, it's the package that you gave, possibly. And that's why you have to give back the coat, and give back all the amount of the money. And maybe that's the svara for Rabbeinu Peretz. You might say that if the whole thing wasn't a mekach, then you have to give back actually what was given to you. It doesn't belong to you. Maybe the exact glima or the chitim involved. And that's Rashi's allusion also, whether mekho kayim or ain mekho kayim, that is suggestion. There's also another important ta'ara of the Ramban. right? This Ramban, the Rashba, all the Chachmei Sfarad, we discussed this back in the second daf of the Perek, daf Samach Aleph, when we spoke about what is the, how do we view the Chiv of Ribbis in general? Is it related to Gezel, not related to Gezel, right? The Gemara in Samach Aleph, Aman Aleph, Lomali, why do you have to have the Lav of Ribbis, Dona, and Gezel? So we discussed there, the Ritva, the Ramban, all of them were very strong that Ribbis is very not like Gezel. There are no Shibudim. That's why if a person dies, his son does not have to pay his ribbis back. And that is why we mentioned, according to various Rishonim, even though ribbis kitzutz is yotzei v'dayanim, Bezin will tell you to pay, they won't be yori l'dechasav. They won't go and take his property as if his mom is stolen. Why? Because it's a chovas gavra, right? It's not a shibud like other shibudim. And the language of the Ritva is even the malvik could use this money to get married with. Never say that by Gezel, before Yeush. No, and it was Oshinui. You get married, it's his. There's a Chofas Gavra to pay it back. Says the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, this line of the Gemara is another Raya. Why does Rava say, you have to give back the Glima? What should he say? Because it's not his, fundamentally. No. Rava says, no, people are going to say it's a stolen Glima. People are going to look at it and say, not stolen. People will say, that's a Ribbis coat. That's terrible. What do you mean, that's terrible? Just say, it's not his. The answer is, it is his. Even according to Rava, where we just explained, according to the Mayan HaChachma, maybe the sale wasn't a sale. That's how it's looked at. But the Rabban, the Ritva, wouldn't say that formulation. They would say no. They would say, for Rabbi, he says, he quotes the Ramban, says, Lav Hanu, Talmuda mamon shel ribis mamon gomor hu v'kani le madas shokile shaharei ein yarshav chayav al hachzir. He always quotes that halacha. Ella rachmana rama ale l'shalem hilka kanye ella dehu chov ala l'shamo v'ilu kiddush bo seisha mekudeshes v'yamasar nechasav stam avze bechlal. And if I took a ned there, I asked for all my nechasim, this would be included. It's mine. I have a chiyuv to give it back. That's why the Torah, the Gemara formulates it as what people are going to say, and not something more fundamental that, you know, you really should give it back. Right? So that's how, that's the raya that they bring to add on to all the other rayas that they have from this parak. Okay. Again, that would be a different than the formulation that we had from the Achronim, that, more fundamental chilek between Abaye and Rava. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Last little story between, relating to these cases of ribbis. Haiman de masik tresar zuze de ribbis. Achavre, right? Revisa chavre, de revisa chavre, right? So somebody, is owed 12 zuz of ribbis from their friend. Viogale chatzar de miskara basara. And what do? The other person lends out to the, rents out to the malve. You could stay in my chatzar. The chatzar is usually rented out for 10. V'ogrenia lebetresar. Right? But he rents it. The lender agrees to rent it for a higher rate. Right? Because he's being allowed to stay in there. So even though it's usually only worth 10, so I'll pay 12. I'll overpay. And in that way, it will equalize the loan. Ki mafkina mine tresar, mafkina mine. When we take out from him, when we make him pay, right, we don't let him, keep the 12, right, because then that would be ribbis once he gets his own loan money back. We take out 12 from him. We make him pay 12. Even though the benefit really that he got was only 10. He agreed to the higher price, but we pay 12. On Malay Ravaka we did to the Ravina. Valemalay, why can't the Malva say, Ki agra hachitavi kamishtarshili? You know why I agreed to the higher price? Because I was getting some ana. But hashta delo mishtarshili. If I'm not getting any benefit, I'm going to have to pay and I'm going to lose. Kidagri kuliyamu da agarna. I'm ready to pay 10. I'm not ready to pay 12. The answer is no. Once you agree to it, you agree to it. Right? You can't backtrack just because on what was Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev Einam. Dvarim, even if it makes sense, but if you didn't say it, it's not in the category now that we would say Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kalada. Next Mishnah here in Perek Ezehu Neshef. Marbin Alaschar Ve'ein Marbin Alamecher. What is allowed if one is delaying a payment? One is allowed to be marbe and increase it when it comes to a rental, but not when it comes to a sale. Right? What does that mean? Ketzad. The Mishnah explains. Hisker lo es chatzero. The Mishnah does not say the reason for the difference. The Mishnah just explains the case. Hisker lo es chatzero. Vi amar lo. I rent you out my yard. And I say, if you pay me today, you can have it for a year for 10 sela. Year of 10 sela. But if you pay me monthly, then you have to pay me a sela per chodesh, which means 12 altogether. So I'm giving you a discounted price if you pay me up front. But if you pay me later on, then it'll be 12. Sela chodesh mutter, that is allowed. That is allowed. The Shittim Kubet says, has a suffix here, whether it would even be allowed how the Mishnah sounds like, that he makes the condition originally, or maybe it's only allowed later once he starts living using the yard, because maybe originally it would more smack of ribbis and that would be a problem. He has that suffix, but either way, it sounds like from the Mishnah, the simple understanding is that even up front he makes this deal, it would be okay when it comes to rentals. But, continues the Mishnah, if you have the same case by Mechira, it would not work. If you pay me up front, then you could have the field for 1,000 zuz. If you give it to me at the time of the granary, a time later on in the year, which is 1,200 zuz, usur, so then that is usur. Why should there be a difference? The Gemara will explain. There's one little diuk, which we wouldn't catch had the Tosfos Yad not pointed it out, why the Mishnah switch from first talking about a chatzer and then talking about a sadeh? Why by rental it talks about a chatzer, which a chatzer is around my house. A sadeh, a field, is somewhere out there. So why does it talk about that? Explains the Tosfos Yontif, because people generally should try not to sell their chatzeros, right? Chatzer slash right around their house. As we know, the psukim describe at the end of Bichu Kosai, he writes that that's only a last resort, and a person has time to get it back, to be goel their ancestral fields, and especially houses and lands. But said the Tosfos Yontif, the closer it is to you, you really shouldn't, should try not to sell it, and people should try not to try to help them out and not make them sell it. Right, sell the field first before you sell the chatzer, which is closer to home around one's house. Kidemuchach kroi bisov parshas bahar kiyamuchach icha umachar me achuzaso v'hadar v'ish kiyimkar beis moshav ir choma. Right, the house with the chatzer surrounding it is later, and that's why it's just a alluding to that process. Fine. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why does giving the guy a good deal work by rentals? It's mutter, but not by sales. Rabba Rav Yossi Dami Travayu, as follows. When is ribbis? Ribbis is when there's an obligation, and then I say, you know what? You could push off the obligation, not pay me, and then it'll cost you. That's where there's ribbis. But if there's no obligation yet, so then that's not going to be called ribbis. That's going to be the difference between the two. Here we go. Rabbi Rav Yossi Dami Travayu. Schirus eina mishtalemes el olabasov. Machlokes in general, but this Mishnah is assuming, when is there a chiv to pay rent? Rental? Only at the end of the rental relationship. V'hai, kiva delo melta zimne lemigve, lav agar natule. So here, if I'm renting you something out, so there's no chiv yet. You know what I'm doing? I'm giving you a good price if you pay me now before your chiyuv. Later on, it's going to be more. That's not ribbis. That's normal. The chiyuv is only then, and that's how much the chiyuv is going to be. Now I am allowing you to discount it even before the chiyuv kicks in. That's not ribbis. That's lav aganatole. That's not paying for allowing you to delay the chiyuv. Mashi hu dehachi shavi. No, that's how much it's worth. V'hai dekamer le im me'ach shavat anosin li, hari hu l'cha be'eser shlom lashana, ozule hu demozel gabe. Right, he's giving him a discount now, even before the chiyuv kicks in. That's not ribbis. Seifa, but when you buy something, the chiyuv is right now. Seifa, keep it the zvinin in who, since it's a sale. Uboy la mishkal demei me'ashav, and really he should pay now, and I'm saying, you know what? Pay me later. So that already smacks of ribbis. Hilkach agar natar lehu va'aser, and that is a problem. Period. Amar Rava daku barabana bahamilsa. The Rabbanan even had alluded to based on a pasuk. V'kmu akra kischir shana bishana. What's the double lashon? Schiris shal shana zu ena mishtalemes ela bishana acheres. Shana, bishana, 1 year, pay me the following year, meaning at the end of the first year, the beginning of the following year, schiris is payable only libasof. Tosfos here points out, even according to the Mandamer, and Tosfos says this in a few places in Shas, where the sugya comes up, Tosfos schiris, afilu l'mandamer, bagoz al kama, even according to the opinion in Baba Kama and Kiddushin, the other place where this comes up, right? What's the other opinion? Yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'adsof, which means every moment that I'm renting it from you, the amount that I owe you is accruing. And the chiyuv has started, little by little, and accrues. That's the other opinion. Yesh l'schiris mitchila v'adsof. Moda de'ina mishalam esela basof. Obviously, agrees that you don't pay till the end. Right, you might be conceptually coming little by little, but you don't pay till the end. But then Tosfos says, and even if you say Eino Ela Labasof Mode to Poel Yocholachser Bavafila Bachatziyom, even if you say that the schiris is only payable Labasof, but a Poel only has to pay, Poel could quit in the middle of the job. Right, that's what it says elsewhere. Poel Yocholachser Bachatziyom Ukeshu Choser Hari Hu Sof Sheina Rotsa Lasos Malacha. He's allowed to get out of it. Why? What's the difference between a poel and an eved? An eved can't be chozer bo b'chatziyom. A poel can. Right? We had in Baba Kama, I think. Right? We had poel can be chozer bo. Why? Avadai heim v'lo avadim l'avadim. Right? Because we're only service to God directly. We're not avadim l'avadim. But there is certain avdus that you can't. An eved ivri can only go out under certain conditions. An eved kanani. What's the difference between eved and a poel? So we mentioned in the past from the Ba'alei HaMachshava. What's the definition of an eved? What's the definition of a ben chorin? A poel is a ben chorin. But he's not an eved. He's just working for somebody. An eved is somebody who is not in control of their own time. That's the definition of an eved. He's told what to do. So if we would say that an eved can be chozer bo, b'chatzi, avodah shelo, that would undermine the definition of an eved. An eved is about not in control of his time. And that's why when we became b'nei chorin, what is the first mitzvah that we received as a nation? Hachodesh es alachem. We are in control of our time. The Sfarno writes in Parak Yud Beis, in Parshas Bo of Shmos, that's why we receive that. Because we are in control of time. We set the calendar. That's the definition of a ben chorin as opposed to an eved. A poel is a ben chorin. He's a worker. So he's in control of his time. He's choosing to work for you, but he also can choose not to work for you. And therefore, even if you say, ein mishtalemes el basof, a poel would still be able to be chozer bo. Okay, that's the difference between mechira and schirus in the Mishnah. So now let's get to the sugya of tarsha. V'imlagorim b'shneva sarmana aser. Said the Mishnah that if I delay, if I say that I'm selling it to you, if you pay me today, you give me 10, 1,000. If you give me later, 1,200. So then that would be aser. So now the Gemara gets into the sugya called tarsha. There are three cases of tarsha. What does Tarsha mean? What is the word Tarsha? Let's read the first line. Amar Rav Nachman, Tarsha Shari. Rav Nachman says, Tarsha is mutter. The word Tarsha is a discussion in the Rishonim what it means. The Ritva quotes the Arach, and other Rishonim quote the Arach. Tarsha means deaf. Deaf. Can't hear. The key of Tarsha is that there's some type of case of ribbis, but it's not explicated. It's hidden. It's underneath. It's not spoken about. The conditions. That's the case. That's why it's called Tarsha. The Me'iri says Tarsha is from the Lashon of a cliff. Gavoha. Tarsha is a Lashon that you look in other cases, in other Gemaras. Gdole Tarsha Lashon Gova. Kemo shenikru Sloim HaGavohim Tarshi. Val Shem Shumala Se'erech Adaharbe Koru Tarsha. It's called Tarsha because behind the scenes you are raising the price in a certain case. Either way, that's the word Tarsha. What is the case of Tarsha? So we will have three cases. The Tarsha of Rav Nachman, the Tarsha of Rav Papa, and the Tarsha of Rav Chama. So here we go. Amar Rav Nachman, Tarsha Shari. What's Tarsha going to do Rav Nachman? Rashi explains. Tarsha is that a buyer offers a higher price for paying on credit. He does not mention It's the same kind of case like our Mishnah, right? If you buy it today, then you can pay me this price. If I give it to you on credit, you'll pay me a higher price. But it's not explicated. He just says, I'll pay you this amount in a month. But he doesn't say that the deal that today would be a lower price. So Rav Nachman says that's mutter. Says the Gemara, why is that mutter? Didn't we just say in the Mishnah that's usher? The Mishnah says, if the seller says, if you pay me today, it's for 1,000. If you pay me in a month from now, it's 1,200. So why isn't that a violation of Tarsha? Explains the Gemara now. Amarle, hasam katzlei, hachalo katzlei. In our Mishnah, it was explicit. Both sides of the statement. If you pay me today, A. If you pay me later on in a month from now, A plus. That's a problem of ribbis. But if it's hidden, if he just says, you know what? You want to buy this? Give me 1,200 in a month from now. That's not a problem, says Rav Nachman. That would be mutter. There are 2 days in the Meiri here, Machlokas, he quotes between the Ravid and Rashi. Is it, what about in a month from now? Is the going rate 1,200? Or can he just make that up? So that's 2 days in the Meiri, quoting here Machlokas Rashi and the Ravid, which, as we know, the Meiri never quotes people by name, right? He has a nickname for all of the Rishonim. He quotes the Gdole Hamefarshim, that is the Ravid, and then he quotes the Gdole Atzarfatim, which is Rashi. That is all number one. Next, number two, Amar Rav Papa Tarsha Didi Shari. Rav Papa says, my Tarsha is mutter. What is my Tarsha? Rashi explains, as a few Gemaras elsewhere also, Rav Papa made beer. He was a beer manufacturer. He was a rich man. He had a lot of sons, as we know from Asiyam. But Rav Papa was a beer manufacturer. And what's the deal? Says Rashi, Ose Shecher Tzmarim Haya, Umocher Lo Bizman Azol B'Tishrei, Kishar Shal Nisan, Umamtin Lo Ana Nisan. He used to sell beer in Tishrei when price was low, because that's right after the harvest, there was a lot of dates, there was a lot of beer going around, but he sold it for the higher price. You could take beer, but I'm selling you for the higher, he gave him the price of Nisan. So, Rav Papa says that's allowed. My time of why? Why is that allowed? Isn't that like kind of ribbis, right? You're not paying me today, so you're going to have to pay me more. Isn't that what's called habzischar for hamtanas mos? If you pay me, right, he's charging the higher price, he's going to get the money later. So my taima, shechrai lo pasid. Rav Papa says, my beer is a great quality beer. My beer is not going to get ruined over the next few months. So really, I can hold on to the beer, and it's mine, and I can sell it then for the higher price anyway. Right now in Tishrei it's cheaper, in Nisan it's going to be more expensive. He sold it in Tishrei for the higher price of Nisan. So Rav Papa says, my beer can last. Zuzi letzarechna, I don't need the money. I'm doing them a favor giving them beer now. Anohu tekaavidna milsa gabi lokeach. And therefore, says the Gemara, says Rav Papa, I think that's allowed. I'm not really getting anything out of it. If we use the language from the beginning of the Perek, maybe this is a little bit of Neshech, but it's not Tarvis, if we use those in very loose terms. Meaning, there might be losing something, but I'm not gaining anything, right? I could just keep it. So the Gemara, Amalei Rav Sheshes, Rei D'Ravidi D'Rapapa, Rav Sheshes says back, but so what? That's a problem. My chazimar de ka'azos baser didach, why do you focus on yourself and say, well, you're not really gaining anything, zil baser did too. Look at it from their perspective. Dilu habilu zuze havishak ligiyasha. If they had money today, they would buy beer from somebody for the cheaper price, right? But hashta the less lu zuze shakli kiyoka de la kamei. But because they don't have money now, so they have to buy it on credit, so they're only paying for the higher price. So from your perspective, you might not be gaining, but they're losing. So therefore, says Rav Sheshes Rei D'Ravidi, I don't like your tarsha. I think your tarsha would be a problem of ribbis. That is case number two. And finally, we have case number three, which, as we will see, is a very important case, halacha lemaisa. It's the basis, as we'll see, for something. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Tarsha Didi Vade Shari. Rav Chama says, my Tarsha is for sure mutter. What is his Tarsha? Not selling it for a higher price based on a future time, but selling it for a higher price based on a different place. Here, in the place where Rav Chama was, it was cheaper, but you're going to a place where it costs more, charging the higher price, the place that it costs, and I'm giving it to you, charging you the higher price based on the price where you are going. Tarsha didi vade shari. My time, a why, and let's add in one other detail of Rabbi Chama's Tarsha. Rashi explains the giver, the mocher, so to speak, is giving the merchandise to the buyer from a higher price, but he, the seller, also accepts all responsibility of the item, if something happens to it, until the guy goes and invests it in the other place. Rashi says here, V'hu makabel, he's a mocher brachmatia, look at the fourth line in Rashi, V'hu makabel alav achrayis derech b'halicha, v'halukuchos mistakrib b'prachmatia, I, the buyer, takes this money, he's able to go invest it there, it was the higher price, but you know what, I'm glad to have the higher price anyway, because you're accepting responsibility, if something happens on the way, I get there, I invest it, and once I get there and invest it, Rashi and the Rishonim explain, really only then it turns into a loan. Up until that point, I'm kind of like your shliach. I'm carrying your stuff because you're responsible for it. So I'm like your shliach. Only once I invest it, so now I owe you based on what I just invested. That is Rav Chama's deal, and that's his tarsha, and that's what he says is mutter. Tarsha didi vade shari. Why? My taima nichalahu deleku birshusai. It's good for the buyer to have it still in my rishus, the seller's rishus, to kalhecha, to kaazli. You know why also? Because wherever he goes, shavkilu mechsa, they won't make him pay taxes on it, Rav Chama says, because it's assets of a Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara says elsewhere in Baba Basra, they get certain discounts, v'nakeluhu shuka, and in the shuk, they'll hear, ah, Rav Chama's stuff, let him go first. He'll get all of these advantages. So they're happy that it's still called on my name, and that it's I'm responsible for it, and therefore that's why my tarsha is allowed. And the Gemara says, v'hilchazak Rav Chama, the last tarsha is, we would say, is okay. Because again, he is not, the loan, it's not that there's a loan today and he's going to have to pay me back more than I'm giving him. No, it only changes into a loan at the later time once the investment happens. Up until that time, he's just a shliach of the mocher. What's the raya to that? Because the mocher is responsible for achrayis. He has achrayis for onsen if something happens on the way. That's Rav Kerav Chama. Let's just continue for a second. The Gemara just summarizes. We also like Rav Elazar. Going back to earlier, Machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan, that Ribis Kitzutza is Yotze B'dayanim. That's Rav Elazar on the bottom of Sama Gimel Amid Beis. We paskin like Rav Elazar and not like Rebbe Yochanan, Samach Alef Mabez, and the Hilchazak Rebbe Yanai, Domer Mali Hein, Mali Demeyan. And also remember the future contract cases of Rebbe Yanai was Mako, that it doesn't matter if you give products, if you give money, right, either way, it would be okay. Why is Rav Chama crucial? First of all, an extension of Rav Chama is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph, where there's a loan happening, but instead of viewing it as a loan, it's viewed as an investment, and then, like the case is here, the mocher, the mashkia, the one who gives the money, holds responsibility until the person gets there, and then it turns into a loan over there. That is one of the bases for the concept of a heter iska. A heter iska is not exactly the same, exact what Rav Chama said, because Rav Chama's case was where the person who gave the money is responsible. Generally, people don't want that responsibility. But the idea of changing around the relationship between a lender and a borrower and making it into, like heter iska, makes it into a partnership where there is an investor on my behalf. So that part of the basis is from this Rav Chama and the Rush here, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and various other issues. Again, Heter Iska goes in the world of the discussion of, there are always two questions to ask. By selling chametz, by Heter Iska, by Pruzbal, or by all of those types of cases where some might look at it as a circumvention of the halacha, but the more you analyze it and you realize, no, it's not a circumvention, it is A, you have to look at the motivation. B, you have to look at whether it works halachically. So motivation, like we've spoken about often by each one of these, by Prizbal, we've said, Prizbal, whether they got out of the Hashpadas Ksafim, we said no. The goal of the Torah is chesed. Once the rabbi saw that people stopped doing basic chesed, lending money, they said, instead of having this super duper chesed of the loan disappearing, let's create a mechanism that people do basic chesed of lending money. Right, so that's why Prusbal isn't a circumvention. It's getting back the halacha to what it's supposed to be, right? Or mechiras chametz. Right, the Torah doesn't want the person to go bankrupt for in the case of chametz. So when people hundreds of years ago started being in the business of beer or whatever it is, of schnapps, so every year they would have to go bankrupt by Pesach. So the Rabbanan said that's not what this the Torah meant by the Isra of Chametz. So that's why they created certain cases where you could do Mechiras Chametz. So you might say, what about Bezman Hazeh, where we could do fine. Okay, that's a kasha. But this is another idea of Heter Iska, where a Jew's Parnassa was based on certain areas of expertise, and if a Jew has this area of expertise in terms of being able to be involved in money, so that's why a couple hundred years ago they also created this area. Okay, so that's sorry about that. Let's continue with the next Mishnah. The computer just died for a minute. Okay, let's continue. Machalo asasade v'nasalo mixas damim v'amrelo emasai shetirtze havemos v'tolet shalcha aser. Said the Mishnah, if somebody sells a sade and pays for part of it, mixas damim v'amrelo emasai shetirtze, whenever you want, havemos v'tolet shalcha Usher. So he pays for part of it and says, whenever you want, you know, come and, you know, give me the rest of the money. That's going to be usher. Why? Rashi explains and the other Mefarshim explain, because who's going to eat the fruit in the interim? Whose field is it? Right? If the one who's selling is going to eat, so that's a problem of ribis, because eventually when the person pays the rest of it, so then it'll come out that I got the money and I got fruit from the field. That's a problem. And let's say the buyer is the one that's going to eat the fruit. What if you never pay me? Then you stole fruit. It was always mine. It was never, you say, okay, you know what, just give me the money back. I don't have enough money. So either way, that's a problem in a case where you only pay some. Hilveyu al sadehu va'omar lo. Im I atanosein li mikan va'sholoshanim harehi shali. What if he was malva al sadehu, right? He takes the field as somewhat of a mashko. He says, if you don't give me for 3 years, if you don't pay me within 3 years, harehi shali, I'm going to keep the field. Harehi shalo. He could keep the field. We'll get to Beis Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Why isn't that a problem of asmachta? Asmachta is always the sugya of I commit to something which I don't think is really going to happen in the future, based on a future event. Beis Hashem will get into the second half of this Mishnah then. The kachai baitis benzunin osan api chachamim. But that's what baitis benzunin, who we had a couple of days ago also, one yud, two yuds, remember the discussion, osan api chachamim, that's what they used to do. Why isn't this ribis? We will talk about it. Says the Gemara, mi ochel peros. Who eats peros? So in this type of case, if somebody sold and only gave, the buyer only gave part of the money. So lemaisa, what are you supposed to do? Mi ochel peros. Rav Huna amar, mocher ochel peros. Rav Anan amar, mishalshon es peros. Rav Huna says, the seller could eat the fruit. And Rav Anan says, give it to a third party, meaning nobody can eat the fruit. V'lo pligi, and they do not argue why. Hada amarle l'chi maises kani. According to Rav Huna, that's a case where he says, when you bring me the rest, then you will be kona it, meaning, up until now, it's still mine. So that's why the mocher could eat the fruit. Hada amar l'chi maises kani me achshav. And the case where Rav Anan says you got to give it to a third party, he says, when you bring me the fruit, then you're kona it retroactively. So there it's already, you don't know if he's going to bring it or not. So that is why that nobody can eat the fruit. It's off limits. Either it'll be ribis or it'll be gzela, one of the places. Tani Rav Safra. There's one ha'ara I forgot to mention on the Mishnah. And that is, there's a rimi gash in Bava Basra. And the Ritva quotes it on the tomorrow's daf, on daf samach vav, discussing the second half of the Mishnah. So why would, as the language of the Ritva dealing with, why wouldn't this be a case of ribis in the second half of the Mishnah? Says the Ritva, let me find it, says the Ritva, Pirish, Vafilu haisa shaveh kifle kiflayim. Right? Even if the field is worth a lot more than the loan, right? What's the second case, the second half of the Mishnah? I'm taking the field. If you pay me back within 3 years, fine. If not, I'm keeping the field. But isn't that a case of ribis? So says the Ritva, according to Rimi Gash also, ribis is incremental. Meaning, it's going to build up. That's the idea of neshicha, of ribis, but compared to the snake bite. If there is a one-time fine later on, that's not called ribis. In this case, I say, it's fine, it's a loan. If you don't pay me back on that date, I'm keeping this. That's not a formulation of ribis. V'agavurcha shaminan mehacha tekol shalava mos mechaveiro v'kanas atzmo bekinyan me'achshav shimlo efrael luzman shekava shishan lo kiflayim ein bo mishum ribis. A lump sum penalty is not ribis. So we have to talk about, you know, why isn't all ribis look like that? You know, pay me back then. Because most ribis is that, no, that's the deal. You have to pay me back more then. You don't have a choice. But here, you have a choice. If you pay me, fine. If you don't pay me, then you can have a lump sum. Fine. That's why it's a problem. Okay, important shita. Tani Rav Safra, Baribis, Debe Rabbi Chia. Rav Safra quoted Bryce's that Rabbi Chia had, Pamim Shashneim Mutarim. Sometime, both of them are allowed to eat from the field. Again, this type of case where a buyer pays half for the field, so who eats fruit? Sometimes they both can eat fruit. Pa'amim sheshneim asurim. U'pa'amim shamocher moter alokeach aser. U'pa'amim shalokeach moter alomocher aser. So all four cases. Ani Rava Basrei. Rava says, I can explain that brisa. Pa'amim sheshneim mutar and wener, both moter to eat from the fruit. Da'amar lei kani kashir zuzech. Right? When the mocher says, you know what? You could eat fruit even now based on the percentage of how much you paid me. You pay me 50%, so you can eat at least half the fruit. So then both of them can eat the fruit. That's the case of Shteim Mutarim. Upamim Shteim Asurim, he can't eat more than the percentage that he paid, but he could eat a certain amount. Upamim Shteim Asurim de Amarle Lechimais is kanim Achshav. Both are Asur where he says, when you pay me, you will own it from today. So then you don't know if he's going to pay or not. That's why both are Asur. Pa'amim mocher mutter v'lokeach Asur. When can the mocher eat fruit and not the buyer? De Amarle Lechimais is kani. When he says, well, when you bring it to me, you'll be kona. So it's the mocher's until he pays. Pa'amim shalokeach mutar v'umocher aser. Sometimes the lokeach is mutar, the buyer's aser. Da'amar lei, kinime achshav. When he says, really, it's yours from today. Based on the money that you started paying me. V'zuzai levi halva agabach. And the money that you still owe me will be a halva. Right? So then that's a case where the lokeach could eat and not the mocher. Fine. Mantan Ashneim Asurim. Who is the one that says that it's Asur in the case where you don't know what's going to be? Right? You don't know if he's going to pay the rest or not. So that's why it's Asur. We said both cannot eat. Amar Afuna, Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Delok Rabbi Yehuda. That's against Rabbi Yehuda, who we had once earlier in the parak. The Rabbi Yehuda, remember what Rabbi Yehuda says? Amar Tzarechad Baribis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's two options, there are two paths. One path, it's not going to be Ribbis. One path, it is going to be Ribbis. So then it's not a problem of ribis. Ribis is only where there is a conditional situation where it's for sure going to be ribis. But in this case, if the guy ends up not paying, then the seller was allowed to eat the fruit. It was his all the time. So it's not tzadecha ribis mutter. So according to if the brisa says that there's a case that both cannot eat it, so then that would be going against Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. One, a little more section. Mashkan lo bayis, mashkan lo sada. Similar case to the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, where he says, if I take a house, I lend you money, and I take your a house or a field. Va'amar lo. L'kitchatir tzalam mochram, lo timkrim elo li b'damim alalu. The lender says to the borrower, you know, if you ever want to, you know, sell your house, come to me first. Come to me first and sell to me for this value, which is a lower value, usser. That's usser, because that's forcing him, basically making it conditional on the loan, that you will give me a better price. Bishavien mutter. But he says, sell it to me first, but for the regular market value, that will be okay. That's not ribis. So ma tana b'dama malalu aser, who would say, if it's for a lower price, it's aser, amar afuna, b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, delok Rabbi Yehuda. Again, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, amar tzadechad ribis mutter. Maybe this borrower will never sell his house. And if he'll never sell his house, then it's never going to come to ribis. So why would this be an Asur relationship? So again, it is would be against Rabbi Yehuda. The Ritva says right here that this last line is against Rashi. If you remember Rashi, when the first time when we had Rabbi Yehuda, Tzad Echad v'Ribis Mutter, when we had it on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi seems to say that Ribis is only by Ribis She'ena al Yedei Halva Ela al Yedei Mecher. Right, that's what Rashi says. Over there, it's only by Milveh and not by Mecher. And here, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda says a Shita even by Mecher against what Rashi said earlier. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Again, I'm sorry for that interruption before, but Baruch Hashem, we were able to continue.